Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. First of all, are you registered to vote in Florida?
Okay.
Can you tell me, are you...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to be sure I understood the question. Okay.
Yes. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Oh, definitely. I will vote, definitely, without a doubt.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you tell me in what year were you born?
1947.
1947, thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino?
White.
White. Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Okay, got it. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can say so, and we will move on to the next one. The first one is Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Got it. Then we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
Who was that?
Rodney
W.
Yes, Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
I think he's running for an office, but I really am not that familiar with him.
Okay, so you don't know him.
Right.
Okay. Then we have Barbara Shari.
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, thank you. And the last one is Chad Klitzman.
What's that name again?
Chad Klitzman.
Oh, okay. Very favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for your answers. And if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs Jr., Barbara Sharif, and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote?
Klintzman, however you say his name, the last name you read.
Chad Klitzman.
Yes.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Chad Klitzman? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Certain.
Okay. And still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of the issues I'm going to mention is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. The choices are climate change and environment, voting rights, LGBTQ rights, home and property insurance, protecting reproductive rights, education, healthcare, or jobs and wages.
And I can only pick one?
Yes, the most important. I know it's a really hard decision.
I was going to say, they're all important.
Yes.
I'll go with education.
Education, okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
And would you call yourself somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Pardon? Repeat that, please.
Yes. Would you call yourself somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. And can you tell me what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. And finally, for verification purposes only by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia. Okay. Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day.